This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Pitt volleyball, number one in the country, six straight weeks, taking on nine-time national champion Stanford coming up on Sunday. Cal on Friday night. The head coach, Dan Fisher, joins us right now. Good morning to you, Dan. How you doing today?
Good morning. Doing well.
Happy to hear it. And, Coach, when we talked last time, it was before or right after you guys took on Penn State. And I asked you how you measure yourself as a program, and you said, hey, when you got here, it was about making tournaments. And now it's about winning national championships, and you match up against some of the great programs. Is that how you're viewing Stanford? Not that you're looking ahead of Cal or anything, but is that how you view the Stanfords of the world when you get a chance to have them at your place?
We're excited to play a good team, and we just look at it as a test, to see where we're at. We want to be a team that's constantly getting better, so this can be a marker for that.
Coach, you suffered your first loss of the season a few days ago against SMU. How has the response from your team been this week in practice?
Well, we've only had one, so I'll get back to you in a couple of days. But, I think we had been going hard for a long time, a lot of midweek games. And so, we didn't play our best. And SMU is a very good team at home, and it was one of those games where, we scored more points than them. We hit for a higher percentage, but they won in the stat that mattered.
Did you guys talk about being a team that wanted to go undefeated, or is that not something that you guys talk about? And can you spin a loss then positively as something you can grow from?
No, we never talked about wanting to go undefeated. We definitely have talked about wanting to be a top four seed so we could potentially host, all the way through until the Final Four. And so you can't lose a lot of games if you want to do that. But obviously we don't want to lose, but we're going to look at our failures head on and get better from it.
Coach, how much different has the home games been for you and your team? Meaning Sunday against Stanford is sold out. I mean, a lot of people are coming to games. And how much different is the atmosphere now that you guys are the number one team in the country whenever you play home games?
Yeah, the fans have been better. Every game's almost been a sellout. Stanford will be a sellout. And so I just feel like these are the kind of environments we had maybe later, like in the last two seasons, but we're getting them early, and it's been incredible. And we're also, I think probably the number one ranking is working against us a little bit on the road, because we're going to pack houses on the road.
That makes a ton of sense, and you guys are all over ESPN as well. Coach, we really appreciate you jumping on with us. Best of luck this weekend. Can't wait to see you guys on Sunday against Stanford.
All right, thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach Dan Fisher.
All right, bye-bye.
One of the best programs going right now.
Yeah, they. I mean, you're going to lose, and sometimes losing is okay. You see how you respond. That's why I asked them the question about this week in practice, and you know, it's uncharted territories for this year. I mean, they, you know, they only lost one set up until losing that game the other day. So, all their things that they want to accomplish are in front of them still. So, you know, this team is a juggernaut, and they work at it every single day, and they compete at the highest level. And you know, Friday's going to be a good match against Cal, and then you're back home again on Sunday against a really good Stanford school that has been playing at a high level for years now. So everything's still in front of them, and they still have a chance to be number one whenever it's all said and done.
Absolutely. And someone texted in, they should move the Stanford match to the Pete. They'll do that. They'll do that. But encouraging, it sounded like for Dan, that with every game, every match, it seems like more and more people are packing that place, which is cool to see. I think they're going to win the national championship. I don't want to say that to him. I don't want to put that on him.
I've never uttered those words because I don't want to jinx it.
I don't think I can jinx Pitt.
No, you're allowed.
I think
you're allowed
to
say it.
Yeah, I can say that.
Yeah.
I think Pitt football is going undefeated. Maybe I'm trying to jinx them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.